And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Valentine's Day. All of my guests are discussing a unique aspect of Valentine's Day or male-female relationships. My first guest is a psychotherapist who speaks about gender issues with clarity, approachability, and authority. We discussed why a kiss is not the same to a man as it is to a woman and other differences between the sexes. My second guest speaks six languages, including several romance languages, French, Spanish, Italian, and we discussed the language of love to determine once and for all which language is the sexiest and the most romantic. My next guest knows something about the movies. He works at Fandango, the online movie ticket buying site. Fandango tracks movie ticket sales and can reveal some very surprising trends about Americans' tastes in music. We're going to discuss the best movies to see with the ones that you love here on Valentine's Day. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Harry Medved has served as the public relations director for the Screen Actors Guild and for Warner Brothers Online. He currently is the head of publicity for Fandango, the nation's largest movie ticketing site. He's co-authored several books, which include Hollywood Escapes, the Golden Turkey Awards, the 50 Worst Films of All Time, and Location Filming in Los Angeles. We're going to discuss this year's Valentine's Day's best bets in the movie industry in general. Welcome to the show, Harry. How are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest here today, especially because you are an authority, which I love having thought leaders here on the show. So the thing that impresses me most about Fandango, besides the ability of being able to buy your tickets online for a movie, is that you have real-time access to the movie-going information based on online ticket sales, which has got to be enormously valuable. So tell us how the data is collected and how it's tabulated so that you can come up with some of the trends that you discovered.
Sure. Well, I'll give you an example. A lot of people thought the new Justin Bieber movie, Never Say Never, was going to be crazy, that it was going to be sold out and that you wouldn't be able to get tickets for your kids. And because we sell tickets to, 70% of the theaters around the country, like, for instance, in Ventura, we have both of those Century Theaters, the one downtown, the one over by the mall. We can actually see the ticket sales in real time. And we have a new iPad app, so if you have an iPad, you can actually join us and see how the ticket sales are going in your region. So
how
if you're
cool.
about to buy, yeah, if you say, well, gee, I don't know, do I need to buy my tickets in advance for the Justin Bieber movie, then you basically go and look at the iPad app for Fandango, and you'll see, oh, well, it looks like there's still a lot of tickets. Maybe I should go. We saw that this film, for instance, was not selling out. I kept looking on a daily basis saying, where are the sellouts? I saw it for Hannah Montana. I didn't see it for the Jonas Brothers, but I kept waiting for this film to sell out. I saw strong ticket sales, but not sensational ticket sales.
Strong, but not out of the park.
It did not hit it out of the park. No, in fact, it's right now the big debate in Hollywood is who was number one for the weekend. Was it Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston for their movie Just Go With It, or was it Justin Bieber? And it looks like Sandler and Aniston beat him out.
Well, they are proven box office favorites, so you would think that they would win out over a relative newcomer to the movie scene, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily, because Justin Bieber's movie was in 3D, and don't forget those 3D ticket prices are pretty high. They're very expensive, so that helps boost the box office for Justin Bieber.
Ah, good point.
I just think that, he lost at the Grammys last night, and I think the guy has a following, but maybe not as strong as a following as the media expected. So I actually spent some time on Friday talking to people off the record saying, look, I just want to let you know, this movie is not going to be Hannah Montana size. It's going to do well. It ended up making $30 million, nothing to sneeze at. But it wasn't the huge, gigantic, spectacular blockbuster people expected.
All right, we're talking to Harry Medved, everybody. Harry, what do you think that is? Do you think that the general public is just tired of teen idols, teen movie idols, and this is the third one in a succession of movies? Or do you think that it's just Justin Bieber doesn't have the juice?
No, he does have the juice with a certain, you talk to some 10-year-old girls that might be listening right now, they're going to freak, He's got the juice for a certain segment of the population, but he doesn't have the crossover appeal that, say, like Michael Jackson had with his concert movie, This Is It, which everybody wanted to see, which was a lot of fun. And the Justin Bieber movie is great fun, by the way, if you're into Justin Bieber. It's just that he didn't have, it's a very small quadrant of the movie-going public. It's not a wide appeal movie. Now, the Adam Sandler film is kind of interesting. That movie is probably one of the worst films he's ever made, no question about it. The reason it did so well and it was number one is that there's just nothing else for adults to see this weekend at the box office, except for No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman and, as a romantic comedy. So it just didn't there just wasn't anything else for adults to choose from. The film I would recommend personally, which did also very well in this three dog race, it came in as number three with like $28 million, is Romeo and Juliet in 3D.
Right.
It's a Disney-produced cartoon. It's actually a pickup from Disney. And it has James McAvoy as the voice of Romeo, who's supposed to be Romeo, of course, and Emily Blunt as Juliet. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, my kids adored it. They're 6 and 8 years old, my little girls. And so if you're looking for a good family film, or even a for an adult film, if you want to be kind of in a sappy mood, go see Romeo and Juliet.
Harry, kids, this is the movie I'm taking my wife to see for Valentine's Day, is Romeo and Juliet. I have, she picked it out.
You'll enjoy it. It's fun. I mean, just don't expect Toy Story.
All right.
The same concept, right? That these gnomes, when people aren't looking, have this very active life. They just take inanimate objects. I don't know what they're going to pick next, mailboxes that talk or something. But it's no Toy Story 3, but it is a lot of fun, and it's sweet.
All right.
Cute.
Well, we like that. All right, Harry. Now, I would turn our attention to Valentine's Day in some detail. If you were settling down with your special someone and you had to pick the one or maybe two movies to check out, what would those two movies be for Valentine's Day that's just going to melt your sweetheart's heart?
Well, it really depends upon your age, right?
Okay.
My wife is an 80s child, so Dirty Dancing would be right up there, maybe Grease. We did a survey of moviegoers, and we asked them, what are the best chick flicks for Valentine's Day of all time? And here's our list, according to over 1,000 moviegoers across the country. Number five was Love Actually, with Hugh Grant, Keira Knightley. It kind of surprised me. Number four was Sleepless in Seattle, with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Number three was my wife's choice, Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Number two was Pretty Woman, with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, which I don't get it, because, a lot of people when that movie came out called it My Fair Hooker.
Right,
It's about a prostitute. Why is that a romantic film? And number one is Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Surprisingly, not on this list was The Notebook. I expected that to come in higher. That actually came in at number six.
Now, that is interesting. Not only does The Notebook not make your list, but none of the classics, Casablanca, An Affair to Remember, none of those hit the list.
Well, hey, Bill, come on. How old are the core moviegoers these days?
All right.
They're not your age. They're not my age. They're in their 20s. The people who have disposable income, I'm sorry to say it, but the large majority of people who buy tickets these days are teenagers or people in their 20s. And a lot of times they're borrowing your money and my money to go to the movies.
Exactly true. All right, we're talking to Harry Medved, everybody, who is casting a real shadow of reality over our discussion about what is a romantic movie for Valentine's Day. Harry, I'm going to shift gears on you for just a little bit, because Valentine's Day movies, not the only thing that are going on this Valentine's Day week. In fact, there's something coming up, a concert in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Center that you are going to be involved in. You're volunteering for that. So tell us about the concert that's coming up tomorrow night, the day after Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, this is kind of a treat for my wife. I'm taking her for kind of like a late Valentine's present, but it's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. There's a reggae singer named Matas Yahu, who's very popular. He's like one of the top 10 singers around right now, and he's the one who sang that song, One Day, that was at the Olympics. He's very well known for it. And he is playing tomorrow night at the Thousand Oaks Civic Plaza at 7:30, and we've got free tickets to give away. Right here, exclusively on your show.
Well, let's do that. Let's give away the free tickets to Matas Yahu. His concert, One Day, is the song, the most famous song that's coming out of that. And I'll give tickets away to the third caller who calls in at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. The third caller who calls in will win those tickets, courtesy of Harry Medved and courtesy of Fandango. Thanks, Harry, for that.
Yeah, you bet. It's also courtesy of, I'm a volunteer with the Chabad of the Conejo. So it's a fundraiser for the Chabad of Conejo.
Gotcha. All right, good. So let's talk about that. So why is that such an appeal to people who are, like your wife, born in the 1980s? What is the popularity of reggae music for that generation?
Oh, look, it doesn't matter what quality of music, whether it's hip-hop or reggae. I mean, the guy's just good. He's just got a beautiful voice. And I think when you have tuneful music, it doesn't matter what genre it is.
All right.
I mean, I happen to enjoy reggae. I'm not a huge fan of reggae, but this guy kind of transcends genres. He's actually a Hasidic Jew, so his appearance is really off-putting, because he's got the little tzitzis hanging out, those little fringes
coming
from his pants, and he's got a long beard. But when he starts singing, it's like, whoa, you can't believe it, and he's really moves, and you just don't kind of expect that. So he's not the kind of guy you'd see at the Chabad, telethon or something.
Well, now, hold on. I've got to put the brakes on right now and ask you a question. So he's an Hasidic Jew.
Yes.
Singing reggae music, which is essentially anti-Catholic, anti-Pope, and anti-religion, as well as pro-ganja. So it's an interesting combination that he's singing reggae music. How did that come to pass?
This guy is not pro-ganja.
Okay.
He's certainly not anti-Catholic. I mean, his song, One Day, is all about, you know, world peace and all that stuff. So it's just the kind of music that people have to put him into a box. And they say, what are you? Are you blues? Are you rock and roll? He's kind of a reggae slash hip hop singer.
Okay, got it. Got it.
No,
I get you.
He's not. I don't think he's anti anything. I think he's just he's pro peace and pro his kids. He's got like 9 kids at home.
All right.
He lives in New York, so he's pretty religious.
And pro music. I love that. We're talking to Harry Medved of Fandango, and I want to turn our attention back to Fandango for just a minute, if I can, Harry, and ask you to comment on movie receipts. You know, they've been declining, especially in 2010. Receipts were up slightly, but that was mainly due to the premium pricing charge for 3D movies that you alluded to earlier. So tell us, what's in store, do you think, for the movie industry in 2011?
Oh, well, we're going to do much better this year. See, don't forget, everything's cyclical in the entertainment business. So the year before, we had this little movie called Avatar that did so well in December of 2009. That there's no way when you look at December of 2010 it could compete. So, of course, receipts were going to be down.
All right, so the comps are what really killed 2010.
Yeah, and look, the movies just haven't been that good, in all honesty. They just haven't. I mean, No Man and Juliet is fun, but, man, I'm telling you, anyone listening to us right now is thinking about just go for it or just go with it, please just avoid it. I'm telling you, I'm a Sandler fan. It was just shockingly insulting, I thought.
All right, so if you're a fan of Sandler or of Aniston, you're going to want to stay away from this film because you don't want to be disappointed by what you see.
Right, but the movies will get better. The movies that are coming out this summer are looking really good from the clips I've seen and the product reels I've seen. So it's going to be a great summer. We've got a lot of big tent poles as well that will make a lot of money.
All right. Well, now, Harry, this is the interesting part because you're so deeply involved in the movies. You get these screeners ahead of the rest of the general public like myself. You get a chance to really be involved in the movie industry at a deep level. So how did you get involved or how did you get interested in this aspect of business and want to focus in on the movies? I think that's fascinating.
Oh, well, I just grew up, in West Los Angeles where they shoot a lot of movies, and I went to a high school, even though, you know, my father was a professor at UCLA. We were all in a middle-class family. My mom was a chemist. A lot of my friends at our high school were kids who were sons or daughters of movie directors or movie stars. Like, Steve McQueen's son would live next door to us, and McQueen used to teach the kids how to, you know, ride motorbikes.
Wow.
Bicycles. And this was, like, right after The Great Escape had come out. Well, not right after, but it was a few years after. So everybody was, like, looking up to Steve McQueen. And so it was just kind of, we grew up in this milieu where we were kind of like the poor kids on the block in an area called Brentwood when, you know, my father bought the house for, I think, $20,000 back then,
Like
that.
Goodness, you're killing me here. You're
I know. I'm telling you, that's what the way it was back then in the late 60s. So,
all right.
So we just were surrounded by movie makers, and I was always interested, and I was more interested in the directors than I was in the stars.
Gotcha. All right. And we got to give a big shout out to Sam Levy. Sam is the winner of those tickets that you were offering.
Sam,
just so that you know, listening in, those tickets will be available for you at the will call window. So you can just go there, identify yourself, show your driver's license, and pick up those tickets for tomorrow night's concert at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Performing Center. Thank you so much, Harry, for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
One last thing. You're very optimistic about the future of movies, particularly coming out this summer. If you had to look into your crystal ball and give us a prediction, what one or two movies are we going to be focused on this summer?
Oh, probably Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Because I think the casting of Penelope Cruz as the female love interest for Johnny Depp is inspired.
Okay.
And I think it's also inspired to pick Rob Marshall, the guy who brought us Chicago and Memoirs of a Geisha to direct the film. I think it looks pretty darn good from what I've seen.
All right, so that's it. Pirates of the Caribbean, you can't miss with that franchise. It's been a winner in the first three movies. It's hard to believe that it would be anything less than a winner in the fourth movie as well.
Yep.
Harry, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Greatly appreciate those tickets. And a big shout-out again to Sam Levy, winner of those tickets. Harry, we'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Take care.